Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, looks like we lost Big Jim. We had Big Jim on the phone lines all the way out in Illinois, but he spent a lot of time back here in Montana as well. I know he's a fellow veteran. Apparently, he had a good quote, something we can all agree on he was going to share with us. Well, Big Jim, call back in if you can, 406-294-0970. Yeah, because we love getting your phone calls. I know our friend David Noble loves taking your phone calls as well. By the way, great to have David Noble back with us here every Thursday. David, great to have you on this show. Man, what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, the first news thing that I saw this morning is that apparently these leftists have another global warming trial going on, this time in federal court. And even the Democrat-appointed federal judge here in Montana was apparently skeptical. These leftists have filed this lawsuit. They're asking the federal court to basically invalidate all of Trump's executive orders on energy, including unleashing American energy, including declaring a national energy emergency, reinvigorating America's beautiful clean coal industry. And even the Democrat-appointed judge here in Montana was basically asking these plaintiffs, what do you want me to do? You want me to basically invalidate every single one of Donald Trump administration's energy orders? And he's just sort of and then he's basically asking him, so what, every single time one of these federal agencies does something, you know, I have to review it and make sure it's good for global warming strategy? I mean, it's just outlandish. I can't believe these leftists actually have the gall to go to a court and ask the court to basically take control of the policy of the government. No, you know, forget the actual people who won the election. No, we want the courts to basically control our energy policy. I mean, it's absurd, and I was just happy to see they're getting laughed out of court. Unfortunately, they weren't laughed out of court in the state court system as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, because I saw the headline from the liberal Montana Free Press, Youth plaintiffs ask court to halt Trump executive orders to unleash American energy. Because, of course, these climate alarmist activists that are, you know, basically how we've described them before. Basically, these kids are being used as human shields by their left-wing parents. They're being used as human shields on the war against American energy. And here they are in federal court, literally trying to overturn executive orders to unleash American energy. They're not in court trying to stop China energy or Russia energy. They're in court trying to stop American energy. It's blatantly obvious. So that's interesting that even liberal judge Dana Christensen in federal court is basically kind of mocking them. Hopefully that's symbolic of what we might see with a ruling coming from him.
Yeah, and it's fairly typical to get sort of better rulings and better stuff out of our federal court system. For example, you know, back when the Democrats and all their little organizations sued over Montana's voter ID law, you know, they went straight to state court here in Montana, and they strictly asserted state constitutional claims solely to avoid the federal courts, because if you're in federal court, Montana's voter ID law gets upheld. Unfortunately, we were in state court, and the state court struck Montana's voter ID law down as being racist.
Yeah, they're just pawns of the Democrat Party. Crazy. All right, hold that thought. More to follow with David after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy conditions across the area for today, high temperature readings will stay into the upper 70s. For tonight, with clear skies, overnight lows in the upper 40s to around 50. And then for Friday, back into more sunshine, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. With clear skies Friday night, a low around 50 is expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. A major airline announces a new policy for passengers using wheelchairs. Southwest Airlines says beginning September 25th, flyers who use lithium-powered mobility devices will have to remove the batteries and carry them into the plane before the wheelchair is inspected. The new rule limits lithium batteries to 300 watt hours or less. Southwest says the new policy is meant to limit onboard fire risks. The airline says the wheelchair's battery will not count as part of a passenger's carry-on baggage. Travelers with batteries over 300 watt hours will have a grace period until January 11th to adhere to the policy. The FAA says there were 55 verified incidents of lithium battery events on flights in the U.S. this year through September 15th, though none were directly related to mobility scooters or wheelchairs. The policy change impacts less than 0.1% of Southwest customers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for help from Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, you know, we were talking with David Noble. That sounds like good news that U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen is being very critical of these climate alarmists and trying to block American energy in federal court there. But yet we got another absurd decision by federal judge Don Malloy. Don Malloy is just a lost cause. He has been a train wreck. He destroyed the timber industry in western Montana. He is a blank check for the radical environmentalists. He just ruled against ranchers in Montana's Paradise Valley. I'll tell you about that one. That news coming from Cowboy State Daily. First, though, let's get into the phone lines here. We've got, looks like Big Jim is back with us on the phone lines. Big Jim, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Ronald Reagan said there's no left and there's no right. There's only an up and down. I think those are good words to consider right now. And I think what we have to do is get back to the basics. What is one thing that that all of us can agree on, and that is we need blood to live. I don't think there's anyone who's going to disagree with that. Now, I understand the Russians have lost 1 million soldiers in their war because they cannot provide aid and blood on the battlefield. So let's, besides praying, praise willing the flag, let's go out and fill the blood banks. Let's go out and make let's get our blood banks overfilled. That's a great way to honor Charlie, is to go fill our blood banks.
All right, Big Jim. Yeah, great quote. Great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in. David Noble, your thoughts. Another great Ronald Reagan quote.
Yeah, and I totally agree with going out and donating blood. And so, you know, I've gone to the Red Cross before. I've tried to donate blood. My, got the needle in my arm and started pumping blood into the bag. And eventually I couldn't fill the bag up with blood. So I wasn't a successful donor, but I have tried to donate blood. I think it's a great thing for people to do.
All right. Back to these federal court cases here before we get to our next caller, 406-294-0970. Yeah, David, it was good to hear that Judge Dana Christensen, because he is, you know, one of the Democrat-appointed judges on the federal bench, and he has almost consistently been a blank check for the radical environmental groups, but it sounds like even he is having enough. He has had enough, which is why he's questioning these climate alarmists in court. Hopefully that's what's happening there. But Judge Don Malloy, federal judge out of Missoula, he is just a lost cause. He is just bitterly clinging to the bench, to his very bitter end here. Cowboy State Daily has this report. A federal judge's ruling Wednesday shut down cattle grazing in grizzly habitat in Montana's Paradise Valley. And of course, here we go again. This is liberal judge Don Malloy, who sided with these radical out-of-state environmental groups against cattle ranchers in Paradise Valley. You know, there's fewer and fewer cattle ranchers in Montana's Paradise Valley all the time, and they're really the heart and soul of Park County, Montana, if you ask me. And they're being kicked to the curb and pushed to the side. You know, I'll bet Judge Don Malloy doesn't have any problem with all those liberals building mansions down in the Paradise Valley, but he's going to rule against the ranchers in the Paradise Valley.
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of, Aaron, is there's another story out here here in the last week or two about the Trump administration undoing the Biden-era rule that made basically not using public land a quote-unquote use under federal law. Of course, federal law says that, hey, our public lands, BLM lands, et cetera, it needs to be put to use. It needs to be put to multiple use, including logging, grazing, oil and gas development, all of those things. Well, one of the things the Biden administration did, which was totally contrary to actual federal statute that had been passed by Congress and signed by the president, and then the Biden administration, through a regulatory rule not going through Congress, basically flipped federal law on its head and said, hey, let's just conservation of the land, and just letting the land sit there and do nothing, or having it be used for things like the American Prairie Reserve. That was now considered okay under federal law and BLM leasing regulations and everything else, which is obviously terrible and absolutely horrible for the economy, for farmers and ranchers, for our energy security in this country, et cetera, et cetera. So Trump administration undoing that rule right now is going to be a wonderful thing for our economy, for drilling, for logging, for mining, for grazing. So, you know, thankfully we've got a good president in there doing things like that with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum.
Well, and not just oil, gas, timber, you name it. But David, I know you like to get out and do some mountain biking. You like to ride your bike. It, frankly, could be good news for people who just like to ride bikes on public lands. Because if the environmentalists say, well, we don't want you riding your mountain bikes around here, they could have used the same so-called public lands rule to say, no, the use that we have leased this land out for is non-use. So we don't want any of you using public lands on your bikes, on your dirt bikes, on your horses, you name it, because we know that that's what these environmental extremists have done already, and they want to do on a wider scale. So they might have saved your bike riding enjoyment there as well, David.
But Aaron, according to the climate kids, I can't actually ride my bike because of global warming. And this is hilarious. This is an actual quote from the federal court trial. And so the Montana Free Press says when wildfires are burning across the West, they fill up the Missoula Valley with smoke. And one of the plaintiffs has had to, he can't exercise. And he says, quote, I can't exercise. I can't go outside. It impacts my mental health a lot. And so, Aaron, no, I can't go outside. We can't exercise. There's too much smoke. You can't exercise.
That's right. That's your excuse for the day anyway. Hold that thought.
Donald Trump's America.
For the first time, President Trump was the guest of honor at a second state dinner in the UK.
But this is truly one of the highest honors of my life. Such respect for you and such respect for your country.
The president saying of the king,
he has uplifted the poor, cared for rural farmers, and tended to wounded veterans like nobody else.
The royal treatment from King Charles III displayed diplomatic overtures as the U.S. and U.K. finalized a trade deal to not only lower tariffs, but enhance private partnerships.
Today, our alliance spans every field of endeavor and shows vast potential for growth.
The banquet table inside Windsor Castle seated more than 150 guests from the worlds of government, finance, and big tech. Still, the state visit was met with large demonstrations in both Windsor and London, with protesters criticizing the royal invitation. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Conrad, Montana. I tell you what, it was so great to catch up with a young man from the University of Montana. He's only a sophomore, and now he is the chapter president for the Turning Point USA chapter there. That's who we talked with on Wednesday's Montana Talks. What are we going to talk about on Thursday? Well, why don't you tell us, Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. We got that coming up Thursday. Should even have some open phones time Friday as well. And then I'm in Polson on Sunday.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
As the fall calf run gets underway shortly in the next few weeks, prices for cattle are expected to remain strong in our local livestock markets. But there are still a few key things producers should consider when sending calves through the ring to capture top dollar. Billings Livestock Commission's Ty Thompson.
Well, I think the most important thing is, and there's a lot of it goes on in Montana because of the auctions, you know, we get the light end off the video deliveries or the big end or such. So they stand around for 4, 5, 6 days and then bring them to town. The worst thing you can do is bring us a 15 to 20 day wean calf. It's not good for us at the auction representing them. It's not good for the buyer, order buyer to send them, or these local farmers. That's the worst thing you could do. Also, I always try and tell people, my personal feeling is if you're going to wean a calf, you might as well wean them and get into December. Weaning that calf for 40 days here now and coming in the middle of all those fat, shiny, balling calves in early November, you know, your eye appeal is such a big thing in selling them. And even though you've added value by weaning them, they look rough, they're pot-bellied, they just don't show as good as them. So if you're going to wean a calf, I would shoot for getting them all the way into December, and you'll definitely get paid for it. But just weaning them for 30 days or bringing them right in the middle of the balling calf run at the auctions anyway, I don't know that you get paid for it.
I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we definitely got to get to a woke update of the week, as well as David Noble joins us on the show, and Trump W of the week. I know it's been such a tough week following the tremendous loss our country faced last week with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, but we definitely want to get to those two elements here as well. Still got to highlight the good news out there across the country, even in the middle of tough times. David Noble, before we get to all that, you know, we were talking about the climate alarmists, and pretty much it's the same players, it's the same characters that were a part of the climate circus, the Held v. Montana climate kids lawsuit. The liberal media mob constantly cheerleads this clown show in the courtroom. You know, the Held v. Montana stuff, this was crazy if you ask me. Look, lawyers have a job to do. They should get paid for the work that they do. I'm not saying that their attorney's fees should never be awarded in cases. But this just seems outrageous. This Democrat judge awarding awarding $3 million in attorney's fees to these climate alarmists behind the Held v. Montana case. It just looks like absolute corruption to me, where they are taking our taxpayer dollars and you've got a Democrat judge shoving $3 million of our money into the pockets of these climate alarmist activists.
Yeah, frankly, I kind of see this as the woke update in a lot of ways, along with, I mean, it's crazy at the same time that these same types of legal claims are basically getting laughed out of court in the federal courtroom. At the exact same time, in the state court system, there's a $3 million award for attorney's fees, which is frankly particularly bizarre, especially when the Held v. Montana case really didn't accomplish anything. It really doesn't have a whole lot of impact. It's kind of just a feel good. Oh yeah, you know, we all have this right to the healthful environment, and you know, oh, this one statute that says the state shouldn't consider global warming, that's unconstitutional. But beyond that, it really didn't have a whole lot of benefit to the plaintiffs, or even if you're a global warming nut. It's not like it was a very successful case. And so it's just, it's crazy to see the difference between what you have going on in the federal court system versus what you have going on in the state court system. In the federal court system, you have federal judges literally just basically saying, this is absurd. You know, what do you want me to do? I mean, the Montana Free Press quoted Judge Christensen as basically saying, what do you want me to do? And then they're basically saying, oh, we want you to shut down, you know, every single one of Trump's executive orders and every single policy of the Trump administration on energy, which is outrageous, an outrageous request. And at the same time, this similar type request in the state court system against the state government, you know, you're getting these $3 million, you know, attorney's fees awards. So it's quite the contrast.
Well, and I saw one of the TV reporters was covering this, you know, full story on today's federal court hearing in Missoula in the Lighthizer v. Trump climate lawsuit. And look, OK, I'm glad they're covering that case. But on the other hand, it's also kind of like, you know what? There are so many federal court cases that, frankly, I wish we could cover. And that could be covered. I mean, so many of these awful criminal cases in federal court, especially in Indian country, because all those cases have to go through federal court, right, for example. And, you know, the immigration and border security stuff going through the federal courts. But it's like, oh, of all the court hearings to cover, and it's the climate circus that gets the attention, you know, the constant clown show of the climate circus.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, and I agree with you, Aaron. There are a lot more important cases going on that ought to be covered, and but you know the fact that these people are trying to turn our courts into this type of a thing. I mean, I do think it's worthwhile for us to bring this up just to point out the absurdity, and frankly, it's a way. It's important that these types of cases fail in order to preserve, you know, what's left of the public respect for the judiciary, because if the people of Montana see our federal courts, you know, throwing these types of claims out and laughing them out, you're going to have a lot more respect for the federal courts here in Montana than you are going to have for the state courts. Because when the state courts do what they've been doing, overturning voter ID, saying voter ID is racist, things like that, that does not help establish credibility amongst the people of Montana, unfortunately, yeah. With the court system.
Yeah, it's interesting because at least when it comes to timber cases in our timber industry, the state courts have always been better when it comes to, you know, timber and those types of lands issues. And the feds have historically been really bad on it with the liberal judges on the federal bench. That's why we've been pursuing these cooperative agreements like the Good Neighbor Authority agreements where, you know, now that it's state managing these timber projects, you can't get a liberal judge like Don Malloy to come in and block it. But I wonder if this is just the left. The left always adapts and improvises. And it's like, okay, if the feds are giving them a blank check, they go to the federal courts. And now the left-wing mob runs the state courts. They run there. They go to the easiest avenue to accomplish their agenda. Sounds like David has a great response to that. David, hold that thought. We'll get to the Fox News update, and then we'll go right back to David Noble here in 60 seconds with an agreement or a disagreement. Either way, look forward to right back to our friend David Noble here. By the way, you can follow him on X and other social media platforms at LectureFan, at LCTRFan. David, sounded like you had a response to what I said about federal courts versus state courts on timber issues.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think that's right historically. And I think what you're seeing now is basically a sort of that switching because of the substantive law coming from the United States Supreme Court compared to what we're getting from the Montana Supreme Court. And so when these federal judges in Montana are hearing these cases, they're bound by what the United States Supreme Court has ruled on some of these issues. And so obviously we've got a great Supreme Court right now, especially with, you know, Trump's appointees from his first term being on there, et cetera, et cetera. So we're getting really good decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court that is binding these federal judges. And that's exactly why the Democrats, when they sue over voter ID or things like that here in Montana, they go to state court. They leave out any federal claims so they can't be removed to federal court. They base it strictly on Montana's, you know, constitution and say, hey, under Montana's constitution, voter ID is racist and illegal, even though under the federal constitution, the U.S. Constitution, as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court, voter ID is 100% valid. It's not considered unconstitutional. It's not racist at all. That's what the U.S. Supreme Court is. The Montana Supreme Court is saying, no, voter ID is considered racist under Montana's constitution. And so that's why you're seeing sort of, I think, that switch from historically what you saw between the states versus the federal court systems. And now that's sort of switching because of what you've got on the U.S. Supreme Court versus who's on the Montana Supreme Court.
The Trump W of the week. It's hard to call this a W because because of what is necessitating this. But I think President Trump going, you know, designating Antifa as a terrorist organization and working to dismantle these violent domestic terrorist organizations, it's absolutely got to happen. We have seen war in the streets of America. We know that some of these deep-pocketed NGOs and left-wing activists are the ones funding this and financing war in our streets and the targeting of law enforcement officers. So it absolutely has to happen, if you ask me.
Yeah, and I mean, you look back on what Antifa did during the riots of 2020, and frankly, they should have been designated back then. I mean, when you're an organization, and the whole point of your organization is to organize violent criminal activities, like throwing bricks at federal buildings and federal law enforcement, things like that, that's a crime. That's like a major crime, in my opinion, and they ought to be prosecuted.
Exactly. Prosecuted and punished, because sometimes we'll see prosecutions, but not so much on the punishment side either. All right. Woke update of the week. David kind of talked about one big story as a woke update of the week. I kind of think also that Jimmy Kimmel being fired by ABC also is a woke update of the week for all these woke late night hosts, whose ratings are completely miserable, by the way. We'll get to that one next.
Military matters.
U.S.-Venezuela tensions are boiling over, and some fear could lead to a war. Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro claims to have no contact with the Trump administration, but President Trump was blunt as he boarded Air Force One en route to the United Kingdom with a warning to Maduro.
Stop sending Tren de Aragua into the United States. Stop sending drugs into the United States.
On Truth Social, President Trump shared a Pentagon video showing another Venezuelan drug boat allegedly headed to the U.S. U.S. missiles blew up the boat, killing all on board in the third such extrajudicial killing. Maduro calls these military strikes aggression. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Fox the U.S. doesn't have a bounty on Maduro, but a reward for an indicted person.
He's not the president of Venezuela. That's the title he's given himself.
President Trump didn't rule out U.S. military strikes on mainland Venezuela or even ousting Maduro this week. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I think we could count this one as a woke update of the week as well here. You just heard the Fox News update a few minutes ago. ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late night show indefinitely Wednesday over remarks the so-called comedian made earlier this week about Charlie Kirk's assassination. If you guys missed it, I played the audio yesterday, I think in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Absolutely despicable the way Kimmel had characterized this whole ordeal. He straight up lied and claimed, David, I don't know, did you hear Jimmy Kimmel's remarks? He basically straight up lied and claimed that this trans-Tifa shooter is somehow a conservative and is part of the MAGA movement, and that Trump supporters are trying to cover it up. And then he basically mocked the fact that flags were lowered to half staff. But this guy has also seemingly cheered on political violence in the past as well.
Yeah, he has, and he's a pretty disgusting guy. If you look at, look at his old stuff he used to do on, what was it, like The Man Show or something he used to do, and really kind of grotesque. It's like, it's amazing who these people that the left and the Democrats choose to make their heroes. It's like Jimmy Kimmel. Have you seen the kind of disgusting stuff he used to do on The Man Show, and that's who the Democrats want as their late night host? And it's like, you know, Aaron, yeah, maybe he got canned because of these disgusting remarks and being totally out of touch. But then you look at his ratings, and they've done nothing but drop, and everybody that kind of seems to be in the know seems to be saying that, you know, this is just a real convenient excuse for ABC to just get rid of a horribly performing show. I mean, these late night comedies are not funny. They're not funny at all. Aaron, you're funnier than they are. I'm funnier than they. I mean, you watch these late night shows, and They're telling little like things to get applause lines, not laughter.
Yeah, it's pathetic. And then the crowd, the people that attend these live audiences, you can tell that these people, you know, just cheer on. Like the way they've responded, you can tell they wish that Trump was killed by the assassin. They basically have been cheering on some of the attacks on Elon Musk and the firebombing of his Tesla dealerships. And Kimmel seemed to cheer that on as well here. But no, you're exactly right. At the end of the day, I think for ABC and Nextstar and these ABC affiliates that were airing this show, I think they just needed an excuse to finally drop it. Raymond Arroyo was on with Laura Ingraham last night and basically made that very point. And then, David, listen to what Stephen Colbert is now bragging about after his show was canceled as well.
He only had 1.7 million people watching, which was about as many people as watching Colbert's show, Laura. This is a response to the marketplace.
That's yeah, Gutfeld beats them every night in the ratings. Apparently, yeah. The Daily Mail is reporting that Kimmel was going nuclear over this. He's furious, Raymond. He's PO'd over the decision to suspend him, and now he's not taking it lightly, and this is the last straw for Jimmy. This is the last straw for Jimmy. He said he already has a new job, and it's lit a fire, apparently.
I spoke to people close to that show over the summer. They told me they were looking for another host then. This seems like it was convenient on ABC to sort of move them aside. But like so many of these guys, they had a John to decide to follow. Instead of John Carson, they followed John Stewart. It is ratings oblivion, and here we are. Meanwhile, Stephen Colbert used his Emmy this week, Laura, not to thank his audience or his peers, but, well, you'll see.
Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. I meant to say, welcome to the Emmy Show. Speaking of Emmys, Donald Trump doesn't have one.
Donald Trump. David, did you hear that? Donald Trump doesn't have an Emmy, but Stephen Colbert does. Nobody cares, Colbert.
I love the fact that they actually think people still care about that or that anybody ever watches the Emmys or the Oscars or any of that garbage anymore.
Well, and so many of these media awards are a freaking joke. Let's just be freaking honest. Like, look, one of the most popular, you know, programs in Montana is our friends down the hall, Mark and Paul, the Breakfast Flicks, who've been on the air for almost 40 years. You know, if anybody should get an award, it should be those guys. But, you know, these awards, you have to nominate yourself and you have to spend a whole bunch of time packaging this stuff together. And by the way, full disclosure, because I do a syndicated show, I can't even, you know, put in for the awards, which is fine because it's awards should be people recognize something and they give an award, not like, oh, let me put together some fancy little tape and spend a bunch of my time putting some fancy little tape and then have a couple of guys that work for the AP in some other state give out some award. You know, it's like, give me a break. That is it. But anyway, but yet these people are like, even these liberal reporters here in Montana, and there's some reporters here in Montana who, by the way, who've gotten regional Emmys for truly doing some incredible work, especially some of the sports guys that are out there. But then you get these liberal reporters, oh, look at my Emmys, Lottie freaking da.
Or a Pulitzer Prize. I mean, they gave out Pulitzer Prizes, however you say it, but they'll give out those, you know, for writing fake news stories about that Trump colluded with Russia, stories that turned out to be full of lies and misinformation. They won Pulitzer Prizes for that. So I'm sitting here thinking, who would even want to win one of these awards where history shows the way you win those awards is by putting out fake news and lies about conservatives? I mean, frankly, I don't want an award like that.
Yeah, the Pulitzer one is exactly what I was thinking about. The people behind the Russia hoax had fake news, and they never apologized for it, and they never had to turn in their awards after after they were busted for basically fake news either. So it's just like it's more like a badge of shame than it is a profile in courage, that's for sure. Some other news out there, David, I know you're tracking this one. There were the same left-wing protesters showed up in Whitefish to protest the great men and women of our U.S. Border Patrol. Apparently, some of them got arrested with the way that they were protesting the Border Patrol. But, you know, it turns out, again, the Border Patrol doing their job. They arrested people who are in this country illegally. And the left-wing protesters showed up once again in Whitefish.
Well, and it's like, what do these protesters honestly want illegal aliens without a driver's license, without training to be a driver, without knowing how to safely drive, without being able to read any of the street signs? Do these people really want them driving around on our streets? Because that's what happened here. The Border Patrol was called to the scene after a driver of a vehicle had no driver's license and didn't speak any English. And so what does that tell you? This is not safe to have people like that driving around on our streets. And how many stories out there are in Montana nationwide about these illegal aliens causing death and destruction through, you know, improper driving? And so the Border Patrol literally arrests somebody properly and correctly and makes our streets safer. And these people are out there protesting it, and they're out there. They actually are trying to prevent the Border Patrol from even just doing its basic, non-controversial job that's established by federal law, that's fully supported by the American people. And it's just basic law enforcement, and they're trying to stop it. They locked arms together outside the Border Patrol office in Whitefish. When Border Patrol did nothing wrong. That's what's just mind blowing to me. It's like, I want to go out and do a rally for the Border Patrol and say, hey, great job, Border Patrol. Thanks for getting these people off our streets who are illegal aliens, who don't have driver's licenses, who don't speak English, who can't read the street signs, who don't know how to drive safely. Thank you for getting them off our streets. Thank you for arresting them. Thank you for deporting them. Thank you for enforcing federal law. Thank you for making our state. I want to go out and have a rally in favor of them. Who are these people protesting that? That's crazy.
We know who they are. They're part of the Montana Democrat Party. They're part of this. NGO in the Flathead Valley that's importing, you know, illegal aliens into the valley. They even openly admitted it on their own website, Valley Neighbors. We know it's tied back to this, Flathead Democracy Facebook page. I would love it if somebody would really be able to follow the money and tie all of this stuff together and give us the who on who is funding all of this stuff. It would be a fascinating insight. And then I think they should be criminally prosecuted for enabling and abetting criminals in this country. All right, hold that thought. More to follow with David Noble. You know, another big story in the news, speaking of, protesters. Remember the pro-Hamas terrorist protester Mahmoud Khalil harassing and intimidating Jewish students? Remember those protests? David's got the update on Mahmoud Khalil coming up after this.
Recently, we asked some people about sharing their New York Times accounts.
My name is Dana. I am a subscriber to the New York Times, but my husband isn't. And it would be really nice to be able to share a recipe or an article or compete with him in Wordle or Connections. Thank you.
Dana, we heard you. Introducing the New York Times Family Subscription. One subscription, up to 4 separate logins for anyone in your life. Find out more at nytimes.com/family.
Fox News Commentary.
Where does free speech end and hate speech begin? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Kudlow and Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Examples of those attempting to justify or celebrate the assassination of Charlie Kirk are countless. Some come from clueless TikTok trolls, but far too many are from career media professionals. Anyone who inserts a but when acknowledging or condemning a murder needs some serious self-reflection. Charlie lost his life over words. I don't celebrate cancel culture. I don't take joy in people losing their jobs. But if you're celebrating the murder of someone you've probably never even met just because you didn't like what they said or believed, then I have to question whether you should be interacting with customers, clients, or the public in any official capacity. Maybe you're not well suited for public-facing work at all. Not all Democrats are to blame, but if the Democratic Party is either unable or unwilling to rein in the extremists in its ranks, then is it any wonder they're polling just below gas station sushi? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather. For Billings and Bozeman, with sunny to partly cloudy conditions across the area for today, high temperature readings will stay into the upper 70s. For tonight, with clear skies, overnight lows in the upper 40s to around 50. And then for Friday, back into more sunshine, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. With clear skies Friday night, a low around 50 is expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, guys, this is a huge story. A while back, I saw a headline about how Bill Gates is pulling $450 million back from Arabella Advisors. Who is Arabella Advisors, and what does this mean for Montana? I'll tell you what, this is huge news, because Arabella Advisors is the dark money network that funds all these Democrat Party front groups, all these environmental extremist groups here.
We can't wait to support you and your students. Head to bhfcu.com/school support drive and share your needs today.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I'm looking at the weather report across parts of Montana heading into the weekend. It's going to be almost 80 degrees here in parts of the state. It's like mid-September, and you can still get your boat out on the water. Or what a perfect time to get your camping in. I'll tell you what, if you haven't gone to see our friends down at Brett's RV and Marine, drop in and say hi. Especially, you know, there's always good deals here when you get towards the end of the boating season, and then also as we get into fall. But they've got good deals all year round, typically. But today would be a great time to drop in. Brett's RV and Marine, they've got the largest inventory of boats and RVs in a 5-state region, and they're a Montana family-owned business. They've got locations you can see in Lockwood, right if you're in the Billings area. A great location in Butte and Missoula as well. Or you can go check them out at brettsrv.com, brettsrv.com. All right, David Noble, give us the latest. Mahmoud Khalil, what's the latest with his story?
Well, this is actually quite big news. Apparently, an immigration judge has just recently ruled that Mahmoud Khalil should be deported to Syria or Algeria because he straight up committed intentional fraud on his green card application. What he did is he refused to disclose his involvement with UNRWA and the Columbia University apartheid divest on one of his immigration forms. And the immigration judge shows that he knew that Mahmoud Khalil knew for a fact that if he disclosed his involvement in those organizations, that there would be negative consequences to his immigration application, and he intentionally failed to disclose them anyway. And so he's a straight up fraudster and a liar. The judge said that he shows a lack of candor. He's engaged in dishonesty by misrepresenting facts in the application process, et cetera, et cetera. Now, of course, he's probably right that if he had disclosed, oh, yeah, I hate America. I hate America's allies. I support riots. I support criminal riots on campus. He's a leader of criminal riots and taking over campus. Things like, of course he wasn't going to get his green card, and so he tried lying, and that makes it even easier to deny his application and order him to be deported because you don't lie on federal forms. The thing is that he's actually been ordered to be deported to either Algeria or Syria, either one. So the Trump administration, I guess, to choose, is this guy going to Syria or is he going to Algeria? Of course, he's a quote-unquote Palestinian, quote-unquote. Of course, he came from Syria. But this is going to be quite interesting. He does have the right to appeal, there's the very unlikely chance that this immigration order gets stayed pending appeal. And so, you know what? Here we go again. Another example where, guess what? The Trump administration was right. And this guy, he should have never been released. He was obviously arrested, you know, back in March, and then he was released from federal custody. And so, you know what? Whether it's Mahmoud Khalil or whether it's the other Gilmore guy or whatever his name is, the Trump administration is being proven right every day on all of these cases.
Yeah. The guy lied on his green card application. By the way, speaking of lying on immigration documents, it's also very clear that this Kami Mamdani, the communist Democrat mayoral candidate in New York City, also lied on his naturalization and immigration documents as well. And look, the Democrats are poised to make him the mayor of New York City. David Noble, always great to have you on the show. We greatly appreciate your time. About 20 seconds to go. What else do you want to tell folks all across Montana?
Well, just thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening. Thanks for all the support everybody gives me when I guest host Aaron, and appreciate being on.
Well, great to have you as always. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Corey Swanson. He'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. And then Rick Jor out of Lake County, a former Constitution Party lawmaker here in Montana. It'll be fun catching up with him.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.